Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper. If you were to receive an email that said, win a holiday, you'd probably write it off as spam. And you'd probably be right. If you were to see a stand in your local shopping centre offering something for free, you'd probably think to yourself, well, what's the catch? And there probably would be a catch. If someone was to come to your front door and offer cheap internet or cheap telephone plans, you'd probably think to yourself that it all sounds a bit bodgy and that you'd be locked into a 10-year contract. You'd probably be right. Perhaps it's just me, but I don't think so. I think we as a society no longer believe that anyone would do something nice for another just for the sake of doing it, without strings attached. I heard of a project recently where a group of people walked through a shopping centre and randomly paid for people's coffees or lunches, with no strings attached, just because they wanted to do something for others without signing them up to a subscription or getting their details or big noting themselves or having a photo taken for the local newspaper, nothing like that, just for the sake of doing something for someone else. Every single recipient was genuinely shocked and asked either, why are you doing this? Or what's the catch? There wasn't a catch. They were doing this just because they wanted to do something for somebody else without any strings attached. Now, we don't have to start paying for everyone's food or coffees, but I'm constantly reminded of the words of Jesus. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For example, I don't like it when people just look through me, straight through me, as if I don't exist. Whether it's on a bus or a train or on the street, but you know what? I'm sure that I do it too. I don't like it. Then I need to make sure that I'm at least acknowledging people around me as fellow human beings, because that's how I'd like to be treated. I'm sure I'm not alone. More than this, we need to show charity in the original meaning of the word to those around us. That is, showing those around us an unlimited amount of love and kindness. More than just throwing a couple of bags of old clothes into a secondhand clothing bin, however great that still is. But as individuals, actually reaching out and engaging with fellow human beings, whether we know them or not, and showing them love and kindness. What a world we'd be living in if we all just made a little bit more of an effort to show love and kindness. And let's be honest, I don't think we would mind being treated with a little more love and kindness by others either. I'm Aaron Wright for the Salvation Army.